BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday's podcast, Greg's on Real or No Real, with some news that really shocks me. Is the new go-to destination your local garden centre? And news on a brand new double dating website. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. All right, Stark.
All right, Mills.
Night out with the lads last night, good?
Yeah, really good. Really good, actually. Do you know what? It was just back to basics. Nothing fancy. A pretty poor curry. And a couple of drinks. Yeah, it was good. Dosser is over the moon.
So Dosser, is he?
For your support,
What was he saying?
He was just amazed that his song was on Radio 1 yesterday again.
Three times.
Incredible.
I know, like Rihanna doesn't get that.
Also, he was so happy that the podcast was named after him as well.
Was it last
night? Yeah, A Day in the Life of a Geezer.
Oh, he's showing everyone in the pub.
He was showing everyone.
That's so cute. So good. Dodgy curry?
Yeah.
But that's what I love. TV.
But that's what I love about it. Mm. And also, I'm more than happy to have a dodgier curry if it means that you can watch football at the same time. You're never going to be able to have a nice curry whilst watching the football, generally speaking, actually.
You did say that to me yesterday. You were like, it's a rubbish curry, but I can watch sport on TV on the big screen.
So
good.
So it's fine.
I went out with the one that doesn't speak.
I know. Well, we discussed the fact that I was meant to be coming along to that and you sort of just didn't invite me.
Have you?
But that's fine.
Let me just check. Have you had pizza this week?
In the last 2 days, it's been
pizza,
really unhealthy.
And then Chinese with your gran when you were off.
Yeah.
And then a curry last night, yes?
Yeah.
Dirty. I might whip you up a juice in a minute.
I do feel I need some of that. Also, whilst we're doing any other business, yesterday's antics around Bangers, where... Was it Josh who was on?
Yeah, Josh.
Well, I was listening back to it on the podcast from yesterday because I was outraged then, I'm outraged now. Have a listen to what went on yesterday.
I'm going to go with Chris.
Oh,
yes.
What are you doing?
Well done, Josh.
I was looking forward to a bit of pop.
Yeah, Swifty, it just reminds me of my age. It's, 22.
I can't believe this.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Should I change my mind? Is it too late?
No, absolutely. It's not too
go
late.
For it.
No, it's not too
go
late.
On, then.
Josh, don't do it. Trust me, the backlash will be huge. Don't
Anytime
make false
you want.
Promises.
I'm going to go with Scott.
No, you're not, though.
Right, thank you. Yes, and
it was absolutely disgraceful what happened. So
Taylor Swift got played yesterday. Yeah.
Josh chose my song, and then you talked him into choosing your song. You'd already hit play on my song; it was playing, and then he changed his mind, and your one ended up. And Kanye West, All of the Lights, which is a tune, didn't end up.
I've
being
said
played.
Though that I've changed the rules now, so if the song's playing, I won't stop it. Okay. So everyone's happy, right?
So many people messaged me last night. James in Rochdale, Junior the Trucker, Aaron in Ipswich, Sarah in Manchester. And Kaz really summed it up when she said, desperate actions from a desperate Mills, not cool. So I think we need to do something about this. So I was chatting to the guys here, and what they've agreed is that Josh can come on again today.
Okay.
Because I believe
can we
everyone...
just check whose name's above the door there, please?
Yeah, I agree. But we don't have to do that. You can veto it if you want, but I believe in second chances.
What, so he's on again?
I think he should be on again, yeah.
Oh, I wonder who he's going to pick today.
Well, now he knows the rules. I think it's right that we get him back on and he can apologise.
It's an easy win for you, isn't it? The Scott Mills Daily. I'm just looking through the text from yesterday's show. It really wasn't a popular decision, that, was it?
No, because
the old bangers thing.
When the song is playing, you shouldn't just be able to switch it up. I mean, it went so far into the song that people were tweeting me saying, yeah, what a great choice today.
Okay. I mean, you're not going to let this lie. So we will get Josh back on at 2:40 today and he can choose whatever banger he wants. It might be mine.
Yeah.
It might be Chris's. Lol if he chooses mine again, though. Jason from Middlesbrough says, I like bangers because it makes the two of you sound like 12 again, arguing in the school playground.
Yeah.
We are taking it very seriously. We really are.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Hi, it's Charlotte.
Hey, Charlotte, how's it going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How can I help you today?
You were talking about garden centres the other day, and I just wanted to, call up and say, don't be so hard on Chris. Garden centres are awesome, especially to go see fish.
Thank you. Thank you for your support. So we're bringing this up again then.
So Chris did go to a garden centre the other day to see some fish because it's cheaper than an aquarium.
No, there isn't... Right.
That's what, that is exactly what happened.
Okay, I'm going to be really honest, right? There's no aquarium that I'm aware of where I live, right? I live in a place called Maidenhead. There's no aquarium round there, from what I understand. But I did discover they sell fish at the garden centre. So if you go into that bit of the garden centre, it's pretty cool.
It's like a free aquarium. It's great.
Yeah, I know. But the problem is, when you say it like that, Charlotte, it does sound like I'm just being tight.
Mm. Well, I have the same thing. I live in Cambridge. There's no aquarium. If I want to go see some fish, I'd have to get a train to London, pay to get in there. It's quite expensive.
Yeah.
You just go to the garden centre, and it's like an aquarium. But you also get to see rabbits and guinea pigs and rats and things as well, which is
good.
Added bonus.
I think
you don't sound convinced.
No, here's the thing, right? I think the garden centre is underrated, and I know I sound ridiculously sad when I say no. The reason being, I was surprised how much activity there was going on in there. There was like a cafe bit. People were tucking into full Englishes there. There was like a play area.
Well, you can get food.
That's what I'm saying. It's like there's more going on there than you first think.
Me and my boyfriend go on dates sometimes there.
What?
So
what?
Well, now I feel sadder.
No, don't. Just talk me through the date.
Well, you know, walk down to the garden centre, look at some fish.
Then what?
You know, how you would in an aquarium. Then maybe we'll go get a cup of tea, slice of cake in the cafe.
It's a bit walk like service stations, Scott. You don't really count them as sort of date locations. But actually, think about it. They have everything that you need. And I would argue a garden centre is a cracking first date idea that no one would have thought of.
Yeah.
I mean, you keep the surprise. It makes you more interesting.
I'd like to hear if anyone's had a weirder date, first date, than a garden centre. I'm sure people have.
No, it's not about weird dates, though. It's an underrated date. It's the kind of date where you're always going to win, because if you were to say to someone, I'd like to take you on a date, I'm going to take you to the garden centre, they're thinking in their head, rubbish.
Yeah.
But when they get there, they'll have a great time.
Okay.
You should try it. It's a good day out.
It's got everything you need, Scott. There's bushes, you know, this
great.
Sheds, stuff. In fact, I tell you, I've just had a brilliant idea, and that is they should turn garden centres late night into clubs. Because the
what do you mean?
The lighting in the aquarium bit itself, it would make an awesome room. And then you've just got everything you need. There's some comfy chairs there for sale. There was they do beer in the garden centre anyway.
No, they don't.
They do, I promise you.
What are you on about?
I promise you, you can get a beer in the garden centre.
It's quite mad. The destination, isn't it?
It's mad, mate.
At Christmas, they do late night things at my garden centre, and they serve mulled wine.
Yeah, but they don't have a DJ, do they?
No.
And I am available
if
any garden centres are listening.
But we could do a whole tour of garden centres.
Well, I mean, we're both very available.
I'm definitely putting my hat in the ring for this, because I think this is a new business.
Yeah.
But you know how Jess Glynn is performing at a Toby Carvery?
We don't know that for sure, but yes, that was on yesterday's Real or No Real.
I can't remember if it was Real or No Real. But anyway, she's performing at a Toby Carvery, and maybe that's what we need to do, is we need to think about alternative locations.
We could clean up. Yeah.
Yeah, there's loads of garden centres. Now, I know there are lots of people thinking that garden centres are the kind of things that you just drive past, but honestly, it's worth going in.
Okay. To be fair,
it really is.
I'm kind of coming around to the idea now.
Yeah, I'm saying it's the kind of date place that you wouldn't have thought of, but actually worth a go. I do find it funny, though, that you go there. I mean, do you go there every year, Charlotte, as like an anniversary thing?
Well, not like an we go there sometimes, but maybe a couple of times a year. Just a nice day out, isn't it?
And how old are you, please?
27.
Do you see other young people in the garden centre doing a similar thing? Is this the new dating scene?
No. It's mostly, I mean, when you're in the cafe bit, it's mostly like retired people.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, that makes it a little bit more silly and giggly and you have a bit more fun. But it should be. It doesn't matter that it's only old people. It should be a great date destination. Mm. We have a good time.
Yeah.
Do you treat yourself to a beer at the garden centre?
Well, my garden centre doesn't do beer. I wish it did.
I reckon it will. I reckon you just haven't looked properly because you don't expect
it, do
you?
Probably.
Scott,
we tend to go for lunch. So
I'm telling
you.
Do you know what would be amazing? Late night, Jaeger bombs at the garden centre.
I'd be all over that.
I'd fall into a bush, wouldn't I?
You could literally select a bush to fall in, couldn't you? And there'd be all sorts of options.
I'm really coming around to the idea.
Just think about it as a night out. Think of the options and opportunities that you'd have at a garden centre if it was open late at night. Think about it. Everything.
Well, thanks for calling in, Charlotte.
You're welcome.
When's the next trip to the garden centre? Do you know?
Don't know. We haven't been in a while, so I might, you know, after talking about this, I might take him next week.
Yeah, Charlotte, okay. If there was a DJ late at night in your garden centre, would you go?
Well, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Right.
All okay. Over that.
Like, if we were appearing at your local garden centre, would you go?
Yeah, especially to watch you fall in a bush.
Yeah, that's all I need. Thank you.
That's happening.
I'm sending that out to every garden centre now in the UK. That's a quote. Thank you. All right, good to speak to you.
You too. Bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Lucas Graham off of 7 Years were in the Live Lounge earlier today, and now I feel bad.
Why?
I feel bad because a few weeks ago on this show, I said that Lucas Graham will be a one-hit wonder.
Oh, yes, you did.
I did say that, and I feel bad now.
Also, well awkward, because is that why you took a while to come into the studio today? Were you trying to avoid him?
Maybe, yes.
The lead singer, of course.
That sometimes you just forget, like you say things on the radio and you forget that it goes out everywhere and people will find out about it.
Mm.
And this is also the reason why I think Clara said what she said earlier. You know when something's in your head and you can't get rid of it and then you say it out loud?
Which bit?
Did you hear the chat? Listen to this.
I feel like we just intruded in like a really great jamming session that you guys are just casually doing on a Sunday afternoon.
Well, this is what we do for a living, yeah? You know, playing live music.
Well, yeah, and you do it very well. My gosh.
Thanks so much.
Are you just like a one-hit, like one-take wonder when it comes to
yes, being one, in the studio? One-take wonders, yeah. One-hit wonders, no.
Ooh. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Clara.
Oh, that's horrible.
See, I think I placed that in her head there.
Also, you can hear the moment of panic in her voice, can't you?
I feel really, it's so awkward, right? I feel so bad.
Does that just slip out, though? One hit wonder?
One hit wonder, I mean... The Scott Mills Daily. Sometimes I just wish I could read out the text conversations that we have, Chris. You know what I mean?
All right, if you're going to do that, then so do I. One going on at the moment with me, you and Greg would be...
Oh, yeah, let's not read that out. No, absolutely not. That was actually quite spectacular this morning, wasn't it, that group chat?
You know when a group chat just sort of starts and then it just escalates so quickly?
Yeah, it really does. Anyway, so the one that I liked today that I wish I could read out was the one that me and you were having earlier, the text convo, about how you think that if you wanted to, you could go out with Cheryl Cole.
No.
Lol.
Right, you've got to be...
If you wanted to. Obviously, I know that you're in a very happy relationship.
No, what I'm saying is, and this is where you disagree with me, is that... Well, this all started because you sent me a picture of Liam Payne and Cheryl Fernandez-Vicini Cole on a night out, yes. Hand in hand.
That's right, yeah.
Right? And I'm saying I think he's changed the game.
How?
Because I think you naturally think celebrities are unattainable.
Yes.
And for some reason, right now, if they are actually dating... I think it's changed the game because I think Cheryl Fernandez-Vicini Cole is more attainable now.
How?
I don't know.
Well, because she's going out with a multi-millionaire pop star.
No, but he's kind of... Yes, he is a pop star.
Yes, he is. A really rich one. I'm not saying that that's why she's going out with him, but I'm just saying, not the same.
But I wasn't expecting that.
No, I wasn't expecting that.
And I think that's why it's shaken things up. And it's just reminded me that it's more like... You know, generally that rule sticks with celebrities, but I think it's more like an FA Cup win now.
Right. Generally, does anybody else agree with this, or is it just Chris?
Well, no.
The text reads, I genuinely think if I wanted to, I could go out with her.
Yeah, but there was a whole conversation around that.
Yeah, there was. I mean?
There's a lot of context that's been lost there.
Yeah.
But yes, I do think that.
But it's not true.
I think...
You're thinking just because Liam Payne is a normal, seems to be normal, not normal.
So you don't think anyone that you'd call normal could go out with someone like Cheryl?
No, not in any way.
Well, I disagree.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll have to agree to disagree there. Hey?
No, I disagree. I don't agree with you. The Scott
Mills Daily. Joe says, Chris is absolutely right. If an international superstar millionaire can get Cheryl Cole, so can anyone.
Oh, I think that's sarcastic, isn't it?
Do you think? BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Some people are agreeing with you about Cheryl. Suddenly very available. I don't think so.
No. You see, the word I'm saying is that for some reason, and I can't completely qualify it, she just seems more attainable.
Attainable, right, okay. Tom in Cheshire says, I'm with you on this one, Chris. It's creating the illusion that you feel you could potentially date her.
Yeah. I mean, not me. I'm not fussed at all.
No, I know. But like, if you wanted to, you think you could.
That's what I'm saying.
Because like normal Liam Payne, you often drive a Lambo to Sainsbury's.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Same.
I'm not saying he's normal, but I'm saying out of all of that group, he is probably the most normal one there, isn't he?
Rock up in a Lamborghini to the supermarket there.
All right.
Normal. Okay, this is happening. It's time for bangers, and for the first time ever, we've got the same caller that we had on yesterday. I don't agree with it, but hi, Josh.
Hi, guys.
Hi. I'm not being rude. Hi. I'm just saying that this is ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I've got to say, I'd like to... I heard from sources, let's start with, Cos Radio, that I might have made a controversial decision yesterday.
Do you think?
Potentially, yes.
So what happened yesterday was... Josh picked Chris's song, which was Kanye West, All of the Lights. And then I started to play the song for a couple of seconds. And then Josh said, can I change my mind? And went with my song, which was Taylor Swift 22.
No, he didn't just say, can I change my mind? You were almost persuading him to change his mind. I thought it was dirty play, because I think when the song is playing, it should be left to play and we should be listening to it, not you talking over it.
To be honest, Chris, I completely agree with you. I let my heart rule my head, so I'm back for the Dermot O'Leary-esque vibe and to make the right decision this time and not let my heart rule my head.
Okay, fine. Good.
Now, which is exactly why you should be back on today.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Have we all forgotten earlier in the week when you dedicated the song to your nan? We've forgotten that, or are we moving on from that?
So we're not allowed to dedicate the songs to anyone now? Is that what you're saying?
A slight emotional blackmail in terms of song choice. Anyway, today...
Well, I may dedicate this song to someone today, so let's go.
No, I'm going to dedicate my one today to my niece. She's only 6, and this is her favourite song. And she's listening right now, and if she doesn't hear it, she will cry. No pressure. It's her favourite. Skip to the Good Bit by... Rizzle Kicks, don't laugh.
I'm not gonna lie, it's a good one, it's a strong one.
Thank you. Well, Chris just laughed in my face, so. But it is Emily's favourite. She's 6, you know, 6.
Okay, and I'd like to dedicate this next song to my girlfriend's dog.
What, Riley?
Riley.
Okay, what's his favourite song?
It's Wretch 3-2, Blackout. I just love this song. I'll tell you why, because it reminds me of a time that I was flying back from Big Weekend and Wretch 3-2 was on the flight. Don't pull that face at me. It just happened to be on the
flying back from Big Weekend. And, and what happened?
I was on the flight back because Big Weekend had been in where was it? It was in Northern Ireland.
Somewhere far, yes.
And Wretch 3-2 was on the plane with all of his band, and they started doing their own sing along to this, and it was awesome.
Derry Londonderry, it was a good one,
wasn't
it?
Yes.
Okay, so it's between Rizzle Kick, Skip to the Good Bit, and Wretch 3-2 Blackout.
No pressure, right, guys? I haven't made my decision.
Right.
And the person I'm going with today is Chris.
Yes.
Of course it is.
Okay, and now what's going to happen is we're just going to play the song and there'll be no U-turns. Right?
No, you can wheel me out like Charlie Sloth.
What about my niece,
though? Can I change my mind?
Don't you dare.
I'm joking, guys, I'm joking. No, I'll stand by my decision, Rich 3-2. This one's for Chris's mate's dog.
Girlfriend's
what
dog.
About my niece?
Girlfriend's
though?
Dog. Apologise.
Well, you're forgetting Emily.
Is it still too late to change?
No,
my mind?
Come on.
Yeah, absolutely. You can if you want.
I'm going to go for. No, this is the final decision. This Wells. Is Rich 3-2. Let's go for it. Yeah. All right.
When the lights hurt my brain, sometimes I pray for a blackout.
Yeah.
With the candles ablaze, nothing more I crave than a blackout.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I had a big night last night, Scott. You know, I saw a few friends.
Curry, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of them are on this dating app, Chaz and Cantona, but it's like, it's really strange. You double date with it. It's a bit like Winder, but you team up.
What, so you go on double dates with two other people?
Yeah, have you heard of it?
Never heard of it. Anyone else? The Scott Mills Daily. So, we've got someone on saying that his friend went on this dating app that you were just talking about that your mates are on.
Hmm.
Didn't work out with the girls, but he did get a new bromance out of it. Got a new friend.
Look at this text from Single Sarah. She calls herself that.
Hello, Single
Scott,
Sarah.
Hello. Scott, not bothered about Zane. Can we discuss what this dating app is? I actually think not many people have heard about it. I hadn't heard about it.
No,
double
I don't know.
Dating app.
So you team up with a friend.
Yeah.
So, and then you go on a date with two people.
Yeah, I believe that's how it works.
So two on two. So like doubles.
Think so. Yeah,
I'm not
well, maybe
quite
like
sure.
Doubles in tennis.
Right, I'm still not quite sure how it works, but okay, good. There's an app for everything now, let's be honest.
Yeah.
There really is. BBC Radio 1. Okay, I think we've got someone on now that knows more about this dating app. Hi, Nick.
Hi, you all right, mate?
Yeah, you all right?
Yeah, very good.
Are you on the dating apps then?
Yes, we are. Me and my friend are, yeah.
Okay, and what happens there then?
Well... Obviously, you and your friend, it's like sort of Tinder, but you join up and basically look for a double date with your friend. Obviously, you get to, instead of like Tinder, you like one profile, you're liking two profiles. And then you and your friend will somehow engage in conversation with them and try and arrange a double date.
They've got to like you.
Yeah, obviously, of course, it's got to be mutual. They've got to like you as well.
Right.
And you put into like a sort of like a group chat and then you arrange a double date.
Okay. Your mate that's on it with you, is he there now?
I am. I'm Sonny.
Sonny, good to speak to you.
Okay, so you can clear this up for me. This app, right, it actually works. So let's say me and you signed up to it, Scott.
Right. I'm not sure I'm comfortable with this
Me
already.
And you would sign up, right?
What,
and
together?
Then it's almost like we're teaming up.
Right.
Right, and okay. So we go on there, and let's say we match with another couple of girls.
Sure.
On there.
Once again, I'm not that comfortable.
And then we open, and then it opens up a room, and then we're all chatting between each other.
Okay.
Two and two.
Right. Okay, so me and you...
Yeah.
I'm just trying to imagine this in my head. Me and you have teamed up.
Yeah.
And we're now going to go on a date with two girls.
Yeah, well...
That's right. Is it?
But what I'm slightly confused about is, do you all have to fancy each other for it to kind of... for it to work? Or is it a situation where one of you might fancy someone else, but then obviously everyone comes with a plus one, so the other two just have to kind of match?
Yeah, how does that work?
You pair yourself with a friend.
Okay.
Can I ask you what made you choose Sonny as your friend of choice on this app?
Well, we're both single, we've got a lot of friends in relationships and that. And we're both, I suppose, looking for maybe a girlfriend or something like that.
Yeah.
We thought we'd give it a go together, see how it goes, basically.
That's great.
Honestly, it's a miracle when you find someone with a good friend as well that your friend likes.
Why do this instead of dating by yourself?
Well, like I say, you use your friend as moral support. You can have a laugh with each other. You know what I mean? Some people may feel uncomfortable meeting people for the first time,
yeah.
Not really know what to say. But if they have their friend there, they're a bit more comfortable.
I like it.
Would you, being tactical about this, Scott, if you were on it, would you choose a mate that's better looking than you?
No,
or not?
Absolutely not.
You do the opposite?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I think you kind of got to be tactical. Well, I'd probably choose you.
Yeah, I'd choose you also. So
for a whole host of different reasons.
Yeah.
But one of which being, I'm sure if people saw Scott Mills from Radio 1, they'd be like, yes! Do you know what I mean?
I don't know about that, Chris.
Through basically having your picture on there, then I could get in and talk.
Well, I'm not being like... this is some kind of weird wingman.
You're like bait.
I'm not like bait.
You're clickbait.
I have just said that I would choose you because you're not as good looking as me, though, which is quite bad.
No, but that's,
and also you did the same.
That's fair.
Chris, going back to the thing, like if we were both single, I mean, I like you, but I'm not doing that.
No, it's not like that, Scott. It's not saying that you have to pair up with a friend.
Oh, I see.
It's not like...
You said that all four have to fancy each other.
No, I don't... No, sorry, that may have confused things. No, what I mean is that, you know, as two people, we'd be hoping to match with two people that we both fancied, not just that one of us fancied.
Right. I kind of get it now, I think, because I thought it was all about... But it seems to be, you know, like, you just want to meet nice girls.
That's literally it.
It's like a group of people meeting up in a bar. You know, it's like two and two.
Yeah, it's
like
legit.
Two people go up in a bar. Do you know what I mean? It's friendly.
Yeah, it's great.
It's quirky. It's a good idea. It's a different way of doing it.
It's an icebreaker.
Yes.
And it's just a way to meet nice girls or guys.
Yeah, definitely. You can always mix and match. You can change your preferences as well. So,
excellent. Well, that's good to know, Chris.
Sorry. Can you do a mixed group then?
I believe you can. If
me and Scott were to sign up to it, it could handle that.
Yeah. You send a request to one of your friends, and obviously if that's a female or a male, that will show up as one of the selections on your profile. Because if someone sees your profile, you might see them three or four times on the same search, like, because they'll be with this friend, and this friend, you know.
Got you. Okay. Well, that's good to know that you can change the parameters there.
We could do the preferences surrounding us.
It's like a mixed grill, isn't it?
It's like a mixed grill.
All you can eat buffet, really.
All right. Good to speak to you both.
Thank you very much.
And I hope you both meet the girl of your dreams quite soon on this lovely app.
Well, the girls.
The girls of your dreams.
Thank you.
Well, we hope so.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Hi, Greg.
All right.
Yes. How are you doing, please?
Are you giddy today, you two?
Yeah,
same
we are.
Seem giddy.
It feels a bit like a Friday, but it's not.
Oh.
Like, I've got last day of school vibes today.
That's the mistake you can make of an evening, isn't it? Pretend it's Friday night.
Yes, maybe I did
and
that it, last
and it's
night.
Not Friday night.
Someone's just texting. Oh, thanks for doing Rage yesterday, by the way.
So fun.
It was fun. Went
down a storm.
That was really fun.
Someone's just texted you saying, Scott, are you and Chris clocking off early today and leaving Greg to repay you for when he didn't do his link yesterday because he was in the toilet?
You were just having a busy one, weren't you? Sometimes
I'll happily do your final link.
Okay.
And then I'll repay you for yesterday.
Yeah, no worries. I'd like that.
Do you want to do that? Much.
Yeah, let's do that.
So I'll hand over to myself.
Should we knock off early, Chris?
Yeah, all right.
Knock off at 5 to 4.
Okay, thanks very much.
It's fine.
Have a little relax. And here's today's Real or No Real.
Pass out singer Tiny Temper flies his custard creams over from Dubai.
What?
Interesting. Wasn't there a Tiny Temper one last week? Well, we had one last week, didn't we, about him and Harry Potter?
I wasn't here on one of the days, so I might have missed that.
Now, not being funny, but you can get custard creams here, so why would you get them from the United Arab Emirates?
But they do vary in quality.
They do.
And let me just actually... But the cheaper the custard cream, often the better. A bit like a Jaffa cake.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm. The own brand ones, sometimes, you've got to be careful which ones you pick, but they can be
But
superior.
The ones in Dubai won't be the cheap ones. It feels that this is the wrong way round.
Also, they have a lot of American confectionery and biscuits in Dubai that you sometimes can't get here. So they might be the American ones. For instance, the special Oreos they've got there, which I do like.
Okay, so if you were in Tiny Temper's position and could have stuff flown over to you at any given moment, right, what would you choose?
What, from Dubai?
From anywhere else in the world. It's going to be loaded onto a private jet and sent to you.
Tim Tams,
yeah.
Australia.
This is a weird one. I quite like Spanish milk. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Yeah, I quite like having cereal in Spain because the milk makes it better.
Spanish milk.
I quite like Spanish. I think there'll be people who text in and they'll go, oh, I agree with you on that one.
You've got Spain brain at the moment. You were talking about Spain a lot yesterday as well.
Was
with
I?
With the upside down question mark.
That was you bringing that up.
So wacky.
So the upside down question mark is not wacky. It's part of their language.
Yeah, but why don't we have that?
Well, we can if you wanted to.
Yeah, but I want an upside down. Like, imagine if we had upside down question marks. How good would that be?
Well, we can. They're in your phone.
They live in the dream in Spain. What?
But they're on your phone.
It's not part of our language.
But
if I sent it to someone, they'd be like, what are you doing?
When we were all texting this morning, there were questions that you were asking about certain things that we'd found of you, but you were asking questions and you could have done an upside down question mark at the start of the question.
Well, next time I will.
I think you probably should.
Tiny Temper flies his custard creams over from Dubai, real or no real?
I think this is probably real.
I think it's the wrong way around, so I think no real.
That one is no real.
But the UK are flying over two jumbo jets worth of custard creams and ginger nuts because the factory got flooded and there's a shortage.
Really?
Yeah, so they are actually flying them over. I don't know where from, but they're definitely doing a two jumbo jets worth.
That is really sad.
And next,
Zac Efron bought one of his fans a new phone after he dropped it trying to take a selfie with the movie star.
If that's true, then he is living up to his his reputation as one of the nicest people in films.
It's in film.
I thought it was because he's so buff that he sort of grabbed someone's phone and crushed it in his hand.
Like the Hulk.
Yeah.
Or like Popeye with a spinach.
Doesn't know his own strength. No.
He is looking pretty good right now. Shredded, I'd say.
He's not all
thing
that.
Is, though...
What are you on about? Have you seen the pictures of him?
Before. Wait, Chris.
Yeah, anyone can look good in a picture, can't they?
No.
Chris, wait.
He's been working out.
This argument needs a mediator, okay? And I need to be right in the middle here.
We're really bickering today like an old couple.
What it is Scott, you really fancy him.
No, I don't.
Chris, you're really jealous.
I don't fancy him.
No. You're wrong on two counts there.
No, wait. Here's the thing. But he... The only job he has to do is get buff.
Exactly.
So you're right, Chris. Anyone can do it. But
that's the one thing that really annoys me about pop stars, actually. Because, yes, often they do look good, but they do have a lot more time to look good. It's like part of their job is going to the gym.
That's true. I mean, they're not talking for 3 hours a day, are they?
No. Exactly.
So what are you saying? That I should be fitting in more time to go to the gym?
No, I'm just saying, you just said that pop stars are very busy, and I agree with you.
It may or may not have been what your girlfriend told us to tell you. May or may not.
She's been messaging Scott again today.
That's about you going to the gym.
That I find really odd.
I know exactly where she is.
He said to me earlier, he says, "Oh, your girlfriend's out shopping today, is she?" I was like, "Well, why? Why?"
No, I presented it as fact. I was like, "Oh, she's shopping at the moment." You went, "I know. How'd you know that?"
It's really weird, isn't it? Like, why are you having a conversation about that kind of thing? Arrangements for my birthday, for example, I could understand. But why are you messaging about sort of the day-to-day running of both of your lives?
Also, let's not forget, I actually knew her before you did.
Oh,
no, that's not true.
It is true.
Where are you getting that from?
I did. Anyway, so Zac Efron bought a
I met her before you met her.
No, you
did. Yeah, I did.
We've all met her before you.
Not like that. Well, but I knew her before.
Well,
she knew
if
you.
Anyone has anything to declare, they should do it now.
No declarations needed. No,
nothing to see here.
No declarations needed, but she does like a man who works out.
Zac Efron bought one of his fans a new phone after he dropped it trying to take a selfie with the movie star. Real or no real?
Real.
Real.
That one is real.
It's real.
Chris is really annoyed and distracted.
Well, no, I'm just trying to think this through, what I'm comfortable with here.
No, it's fine. There's nothing wrong.
I don't know whether I should be, like, punching one of you or something.
No, don't do that.
We're not the only one punching, mate.
Yeah. I'm just going to Zac Efron's punch. Yes, the fan dropped it after trying to take a selfie of Zac in his car. So, being the gem that he is, actual Zac Efron buys him a new phone and invites him to hang out on the set of his new movie. Making him perfect in every way now.
When you did those TV awards, what were they called again? You're up at the O2.
The National TV
Awards. Yeah, right. I overheard my girlfriend and her mum saying how handsome you were looking.
Yes.
But I didn't really think much of it.
Well, no, why would you?
Well, there's nothing to think. Nothing to think.
Overthinking.
Nothing am to I? Think. Do you yeah, think you, I'm yeah. overthinking?
100%.
I do like the older woman anyway, so if anyone's in danger.
Yes. And next.
In the Netherlands, the popular children's puzzle book, Where's Wally, is called Where's Millsy?
Oh my word. If this is real.
Oh my God, please let this be real. Where's Millsy? Where's this Holland?
That's a phrase. That's probably the most used phrase at Radio 1.
What, where's Millsy?
I mean, yeah.
But, you said it'd be it.
But also, it would be...
It was half an hour ago.
In the 90s when nicknames like that were the thing.
You know, whilst we're being honest then, the spirit of being honest...
What now?
I'm going to tell you something. You know people lie to you about what time you need to be at certain things.
I know, you
need to be there 15 minutes early and they never mean it. They do it is because you are always late.
I know, and I only realised this a couple of weeks ago, but I'm onto them.
So now whenever someone says a time...
But I do know now that they, like, it became really clear a couple of weeks ago. I was like... The guest isn't here. What's going on? And I know that I was told to get here earlier.
Do you know who you are.
I'm on to you.
This is real or no real within a real or no real. Real or no real, your cleaner has also been told to put your clocks forward so that you think you're late.
No, she hasn't.
Real or no real?
No real.
Is that real?
Is that true?
Please say that's real.
That one is real.
Who's told them that?
Is that true?
Yeah, because you know the cleaner, don't you?
Right.
Yeah.
What, so she puts my clocks forward?
Yeah.
So all the clocks in your house,
that you're not late.
I didn't know this. This is fascinating. I've never heard of anyone doing that.
I'm speechless.
So when the clock's in your house at the moment, it probably says 4:15.
Yeah. I thought they were running fast. That's really weird.
That's so clever.
Right, there you go.
Oh, I've got a headache.
I'm stressed.
What was the real or no real?
I can't believe that, you know. The popular children's puzzle book, Where's Wally, is called Where's Millsy?
Please be real. Real.
Real.
That one is no real.
But pretty much every country does have its own name for Wally. For example... For example, in France, it's Where's Charlie? And in Norway, it's Where's Willy?
Where's Willy there?
At the end of that round of Real or No Real,
I got 20, Greg got 10.
That would not work in the UK, that one.
What, Where's Willy?
Do you want to come back for a little game of Where's Willy? No, thank you.
Wally's okay. A name, though, isn't it? I mean, obviously, Where's Wally is a fair name.
But Willy's also a name.
Willy's also
true,
a name.
True.
For William there.
Thanks for clearing it up. We were all wondering.
Yeah, I wasn't. You learn something new every day.
Join us for Friday's show, 1 p.m. tomorrow on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.